Yud Beis Iyar, Monday the 22nd of April, Rabbi David Avakasis, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai.
Good morning. since it's the Hilul of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai next Sunday, so I thought I'd look a little bit at aspects of his life. But first of all, let me tell you what it's a mitzvah to talk about tzaddikim. The Medrash Tanchuma and in Parshat Pinchas and the Medrash Rabbah both say that Hashem is barach oisek b'maaseh tzaddikim lefarsimam ba'olam, that Hashem is barach himself talks about tzaddikim and says stories about them in order to make them well known in the world. And we see Rishonim also mentioned this. The Rambam in his Perush of Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos also says it's a mitzvah to talk about the gadlus of tzaddikim, because we are mefarsim Torah by doing that. The Gemara in Brochus in Yerushalmi talks a little bit about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And let me read you what it says. The Gemara is talking about the bracha of the rainbow, Zocher HaBerit. And the Gemara digresses and says, Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rav Yirmiya, kol yamav sh'Rav Shimon ben Yochai, lo nirasa hakeshes ba'anan. During the lifetime of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, there was never a rainbow. The reason is obviously because a rainbow, it's only a siman that Hashem made a covenant with the Yidden that he will not destroy again the world through a mabul. While Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was alive, it wasn't necessary for such a siman. The gadlus and the tzidkus of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was enough testimony in itself that Hashem will not destroy the world. Then the Gemara then goes and tells us another story about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya. Rav Shimon ben Yochai omer, Bika hitmali dinare zohav, v'hayta mitmalea. There was a Talmud who wanted to go abroad and do business. He needed parnasa. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, what do you want? You need money? Come with me. He took him to a valley. And he said to the valley, fill yourself up with gold coins. And the valley filled itself up with gold coins. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Ani ra'isi b'nei ha'olam haba. He says, I looked into olam haba. Umu'atim hem, they're very few. True, real, true tzaddikim, they're very few, he says. Intelatin innun, if there are 30, anau bri minehon. I and my son are part of that 30. In treninun, if there are only 2 tzaddikim worthy of olam haba, anau bri innun, me and my son. Then he goes on and he says, Rav Shimon ben Yochai omer, Yikarev Avraham min gave ve'ad gave. Avraham was Mikarev and could be fine zechus for the entire world from the beginning of creation until his time. Va'ana Mikarev min gavei ve'ad sof kol dare. And I will be mezake the entire world from my time till the end of time. Ve'in lo yitzarev achia shiloi ne'imi. And if Achia Shiloimi, the prophet Achia Shiloimi, if he would come and join me, Mekarev kol am, we would be mezake the entire world till the end of time. Yeah. Now, the Mare Hapanim, which is like Toisus here, Asikasha, and he says, we find the same Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Memhei, Amud Beis. And there the Gemara in Sukkah says differently. It says, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, if you give me Yoitam ben Uziyahu, we will mezake the whole world. So Tosfos is saying, it's a contradiction between here and the Gemara there. If we look around through the Midrashim to try and verify the Girsa, the Pesik de Rav Kahana brings this Medrash exactly, and so does the Medrash Rabbah, and both use Achiya Shiloimi. And if I may tell you something, what the Arizal tells us about Achiya Shiloimi. Achiya Shiloimi lived, he was born in Mitzrayim. And he was, the Gemara tells us, he was Miyotzi Mitzrayim. He left, he was in the Geula of Mitzrayim. Yet we find Achiya Shiloimi, he was a Novi in the time of Ahav, in the time of Yerovam ben Nevat. In the time of Yerovam ben Nevat. And the story goes, Chazal tell us, that Yerovam ben Nevat says in the Pasuk, Vayivayetz, he took advice. He took advice from Achiya Shiloimi. Yerovam ben Nevat was the god of Torah in his generation, except unfortunately that he rebelled and went astray. And he learned with Achiya Shiloimi, and there was no one who could match them, the two together. When he wanted to rebel against the kingdom of Malchus Beis David, he came to Achiya Shiloimi, and it was decreed in heaven anyway that the kingdom would be divided into two, so Achiya Shiloimi went along with it. And he said to him, I want you to approve of my doings. If I become king, will you support me and agree to everything I do? He says, yes, sure. Whatever I do. He says, yes. He says, even if I do avoid Azara? No, Chas v'Sholom, of course I won't agree with you. He said, don't be silly. You think I'm going to do avoid Azara? Yerovam ben Nevat was a big, at the time, was a big godl b'Torah. He was cheating. He had intentions to do avoid Azara, but he cheated. He pulled the wool off his eyes. And he said, of course I won't do avoid Azara. Will you sign? And he signed. He signed the shtar. Whatever he does, I approve and I'm behind him. And of course we know that he set up two temples for Avodah Zarah, two calves, and he told the Yidden not to go to the temple anymore, and he rebelled. And from then onwards, everybody who's a Rasha, they follow Yerovam ben Nevat. So the Arizal comes and tells us, you know who these, who Rav Shimon bar Yochai is? I'll read what he says. This is Sefer HaGilgulim, Perek Samech Dalet. Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, haya nitzot to Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. He was a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu. Gam, Rabbi Shimon, he says, he also was, haya achiya shiloini. He is achiya shiloini. Came back. Uba'avu shebesivas hatimato na'asa egle yirov amb. And because he signed the shtar, agreeing to whatever Yerovam ben Nevat will do, he failed. He had to come back and live in a me'ora for 13 years. We don't know, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his son had to live in a cave for 13 years and he suffered terribly. Yashav gam hu yud gimel shonim. V'keneged mashal halchu aharav adan. And because the people followed Yerovam ben Nevat all the way up to Dan, he made a temple in Dan, right up to the top of the north, near Lebanon. Haya holech b'midbar, therefore, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai didn't learn in the Beis Hamikdash. He used to go out to learn. And he used to learn in the midbar. Haya holech b'midbar letaken ha-shechina, v'lachen Eliyahu Zal shekibel mi'achiya shiloni. Achiya shiloni was the Rebbe of Eliyahu HaNovi. Eliyahu HaNovi was born, Chazal tell us Eliyahu HaNavi is Pinchas of Eliyahu. And he was born after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Achiya Shiloini, the Gemara in Bava Batra tells us, Achiya Shiloini was one of the seven people who links history. And it says, the Gemara in Bava Batra tells us that Achiya Shiloini was present at during the lifetime of Amram. I'm learned with Amram, the father of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was about 80 years old when they left Mitzrayim. Memele Achiya Shiloini must have been in his 80s when they left Mitzrayim. And therefore, he was not affected by the Meraglim. When the Meraglim did what they did, that generation had to die in the Midbar. That was only between 20 and 60. Therefore, Achiya Shiloni didn't die. And Achiya Shiloni went into Israel, and we see him there later with the during the times of the kings. So Achiya Shiloni was the Rebbe of Eliyahu HaNavi. So he says, that's why while Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was learning in the Me'ara, Eliyahu HaNavi always used to come and learn with him. So he's a Talmud. Yeah. So you can see why the Gemara in Yerushalmi says, if Achiya Shiloni were with me, then we could save the entire world. The Gemara in Meila tells us an interesting story about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Gemara says as follows. The Romans had made a decree in Kelal Israel that they're not allowed to keep Shabbos, they're not allowed to circumcise, and that they're not allowed to keep Taharat Mishpaha. And the Chachomim said, what are we going to do? And they thought of plans who to send to Rome to negotiate with the Roman authorities in order to convince them that this is not necessary. So there was a Tana at the time, Rabbi Reuven ben Istrobli. He decided he'll go to Rome. And he went to Rome, and he tried to convince the Romans on the following grounds. He says to the Roman, tell me. First of all, the Gemara says, Vesiper kumi. He made himself a haircut to look like a goy, in order that the Romans shouldn't know he was a Yid. He went and he sat there amongst the Romans in Rome, and he said to them, tell me, if you've got an enemy, and you want him, you don't want him to succeed, you would rather he's poor than rich. Yes. He says, you know what, in that case, why are we stopping the Jews? Why are we stopping the Jews from resting on Shabbos? If you make them work, they're going to earn more. They're going to become richer. You're right. Makes sense. They were mavatel the gezeira. Let them work. Let them rest on Shabbos. He said to their Romans, if you've got an enemy, do you want him to be weak or do you want to be strong? Of course, we want him to be weak. So let them harm their children. Let them do a bris. They're going to harm their children. They'll become weak. Tell me, you got an enemy, you want them to multiply, or you want them not to multiply? Why they don't want them to multiply? So tell them to keep away from their wives during Nida. For a period of time, they won't be with their wife. The Romans said, you're right. Mavatel all the gezeiros. As soon as he left, they found out he was a Jew. They reinstated all the gezeiros. So the Chachomim said, what are we going to do? They looked at Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and he said, the Gemara says, Mi yilech mi yivatel ha-gezeiros. So Gemara Meilim, daf Yudayim. So the Gemara says, Yilech Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, shehu melumad benisim. He can do miracles, we know. So he went, ve'aharav yilech, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi. Two of them went. Yatza. He went, they went, they left. And Yatalikrato ben Temalion. On the way, they were joined by a demon. A demon, a Shindalit, his name was Ben Temalion. Bar Temalius, which is the English name, Bartholomew. That's where it comes from. Bartholomew comes Bar Temalion. It's a saint by the Goyim. It was a shindalit by the Gemara. So he says to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he says, Retoinchem avoim machem, you want me to come along with you? I'll help you. B'char Rabbi Shimon cried. He said, V'amar, ma shivcha shebet ava, Hagar was a maid of Avraham Avinu. When she was on her way, three malachim came to her. Not one, three. Nistamin lah malach shalosh pe'amim. Three times a malach came to her. Ve'ani lo pa'am achad. I'm on my way, and don't get malach, get shindalit to come with me. But he didn't disagree. Yavo hanes mikol makom. He said, let the miracle come whichever way, I'm not interested, as long as the gezeira is nullified. So what did Bartamalion do? He went ahead of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. And he went to Rome. Kadimhu. He went ahead. Al bibrate de Kaiser. And he possessed the daughter of the emperor. And she became ill. She became a shugana. Disturbed in her mind. And she kept on screaming. What did she scream? She screamed, "Bring me Rav Shimon bar Yochai, bring me." She was screaming the whole time. They didn't know who Rav Shimon bar Yochai was. They realized the daughter's become a meshugana. So for 2 or 3 days, she was ill. The emperor was desperate, didn't know what to do. No one could cure her. V'kivan dekarulem. When Rav Shimon bar Yochai got to the emperor's palace, he knew that Bartimaleon was there. And he called out, "Bartimaleon, get out of here." Karule nafak ve'azal. Bartimaleon left. So he left the girl and again became better. Amar lahon, the emperor says to Rav Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Lazar, "Shailu kol madeitlon lemishal. Ask me for whatever you want. You've cured my daughter. That's all I wanted. Whatever you want, I'll grant you." What did he say? "We don't want anything. Let us go into your treasure house and we'll take whatever we can see." The king says, "You can take it." Aylin huliganze. They went into the treasure house of the emperor. Lishkil kodebao, and take whatever you want. That's what the emperor said to them. They didn't want anything, but they went in. Ashkahu hahu igra. They found the edict. The gezeira that was written and saying that they're not allowed to keep Shabbos. He took it. And he tore it, and the Gezeira was bottled. If we look in pieces in the Zohar, and see how Rav Shimon bar Yochai is described there by his colleagues, the descriptions sounds like exaggerations. Amazing description of how they describe Rav Shimon bar Yochai. But the truth is, that the Gemara, it's also Yerushalmi, tells us a story of Rabbi Akiva, who, when all his Talmidim died, and he came down to the south, and he gave smicha to 5 new Talmidim. Amongst those 5 was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rabbi Meir, Bar Anes, and they were sitting in a gathering, and Rabbi Akiva sat his Talmidim in an order, and he put Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai at the end. And then he went over to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, and he says, "Don't worry, I put you at the end." He says, "No one realizes how great you are. So therefore I put you at the end, because our generation can't recognize you. You're beyond recognition. And therefore, I'm putting you at the end." And he said to him, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva, "Dayecha, it is enough for you. She'ani u'borecha makirim utcha. That I and the Creator, your Creator, know who you are. Doesn't need, your generation will know you." MS is that in his lifetime, no one appreciated the gadlus of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. There was no Tana, this is what Rabbi Akiva is telling him, that matched his gadlus. Not only in learning, but in tzidkus. And now, bearing that in mind, if you look at certain pieces in the Zohar, and you see how they describe him, you realize, because he's close to Talmidim, and he had only 10 Talmidim, that's all. They were called the Chevraya Kadisha. So let me read you a few pieces. This is the Zohar, says as follows, in Daf Kuf Dalet. Says as follows. Zimna hada hava deva dever belud. Once there was dever in Lud. There was a plague in Lud. Rav Shimon bar Yochai lemata. Rav Shimon bar Yochai came to the town. Amru le Rav Shimon bar Yochai mana. They turned around to Rav Shimon bar Yochai. "What can we do? There's a terrible plague in town. Bubonic plague, whatever." Kam ve'avar b'mata. He walked through the town. V'hamu b'nei nashe shechiva. And he saw all bodies lying on the ground. Amar kol hay b'mata ve'ana chacha. All this is going on in the town, and I'm here. Gazan the libertin. He called out and says, "I'm Goyzer that he should finish." Shamu barat kala. They heard a bad call coming from Shemaim. They have an amre that said, Puku, go quickly, leave here. All the mazikim, they're causing this plague. Get out of here. The Harab Shimon Bar Yochai Hacha, because Rab Shimon Bar Yochai is present. We can't be in his presence. The Kuchabrihu Goizer Vahumevatl. Because Rab Shimon Bar Yochai was known. Hashem Yisbarach can make a Gezerah on Kelal Yisrael. And Rab Shimon Bar Yochai comes along, is Mevatl the Gezerah of Hashem. Havataman Rabbi Hanina. Rabbi Hanina was present at the town. The Amale Rabbi Meir, and he turned around to Rabbi Meir. Amale Shabacha Dile Miyachile Mekambe. Who can praise Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai to understand the greatness? I love Kimoshe. And Rabbi Meir said to him, there's no one like him except for Moshe Rabbeinu. At least Rabbi Meir recognized it. Patach ve'amar, he opened and he said the following. He learned the following. Vayomer l'Aharon, kach et amachta, v'ten alecha esh me'al ha'mizbeha v'sim ketoret. When there was a plague in the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron, quickly, get the kelim, you know, to make the ketoret, and go out with the ketoret in order to be mevatel this gezeira. K'tiv v'maher Aharon, Maharon quickly went and he prepared the ketoret and he went out with the ketoret. U'k'tiv v'hineh ha'chel ha'negev ba'am. And immediately the plague stopped. U'k'tiv v'yamod ben ha'metim u'ben ha'chayim v'te'atzer ha'megafa. So Aaron had to stand between those who were ill and those who were not ill, and the Magepha stopped. Says Rabbi Meir, Kule ha'it starich lele Moshe? Moshe needed to do so much. Moshe Rabbeinu could have said, stop! No, he had to get a ketoret, they had to run, they had to stand there. V'Rab Shimon Bar Yochai b'memre, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gozer b'humot el motan. Yet, Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, he is gozer, he says a word, and everything stops. He didn't need ketoret, he didn't need anything. And if that's not his speaking, that's Rabbi Meir. Here's another piece. This is in what's called Tosefta's additions at the end of the Zohar in Parsha Shemois, and he says like this: Yativ Rav Shimon v'Rabbi Elazar bere kaim mefaresh mile deraza dechokmata. He was sitting down, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, with his son Rabbi Elazar, and they were learning. They were learning secrets of the Torah. V'hav anpo nehirin kishimsha, and his face was shining like the sun. Umilin mitbadrin betasin berikia. His words were flying up in Shemaim. Yatvu tre yoime. They forget that they were learning. It went on for 2 days, 48 hours. They forgot themselves. De lo achlu velo shatu. They didn't drink, they didn't eat, they didn't sleep. Velo havu yadin. And they didn't know, they were totally unconscious. Ihava yimama olelyev. It was day and night. When they stopped learning after 48 hours, kanafku, yadu dehavu trenyomin, they realized 2 days have gone by. Delotamu mide, that they hadn't eaten for 2 days. Kara al dar bishimon, vayi shami mashem arbaim yom arbaim laila. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai reminded himself of the pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu was with Hashem in Shemaim when he went up for 40 days and 49, and the Torah said, Lechem lo achal, he didn't eat and he didn't drink. If we could have done it for 2 days, how can we imagine Moshe Rabbeinu for 40 days? Along came Rabbi Chiya, one of his Talmidim, Kamed the Rabbi. Rabbi Chiya went over to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and he told him what had happened. Tavarbi. Rabbi Yehuda Anosi was amazed. Ve'amale Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, and he said to his son Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Brei, Amale, Bri, Rabbi Shimon ben Yoicha Arya. Rabbi Shimon ben Yoicha is like a lion. Ve'Rabbi Elazar Bere Arya is also like a lion. Ve'lav Rabbi Shimon Kishar Arya Vasa, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yoicha is not like any other lion. Ale ketiv Arya Shag Milo Yira. About him it is written, Hoshea Hanavi said, when the lion roars, who is not frightened? Uma al min dileila, mizdazin mine. The upper realms, the malachim are frightened of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Anan alahad kama makama, and you think we shouldn't fear Rav Shimon bar Yochai? You're telling me this story? We will tremble just to hear his name. Gavra de lo gazarta anita le'almin. Rav Shimon bar Yochai never ever in his lifetime needed to be goyzer etanis on the tzibur in order to move to stop a drought. And we know, anybody who's done the Gemara, tainis, 13 times they made tanyos, they had to daven, they had to add 6 extra brachas into the Amida of the tanis, in order to be mevatel a gezeira of drought. He says, Rav Shimon bar Yochai never needed it. All he did is he opened his mouth and stopped. Alma de shailu baela hu gozev kutsabrih mekayim. Hashem is going through something, Hashem by Yochel will reverse it. There's a piece of Zohar in Helek Gimel Daf Nun Tet that tells us that Rab Yeva, Rab Yeisa and Rab Hizkiah came to see Rab Shimon bar Yochai because there was a drought. And Rab Shimon bar Yochai felt, he realized there were these Tanoim were coming to see him. So he went out. He was about to go anyway. He was getting ready to go and see his father-in-law, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyah. So he was getting with his son, they were going out. As he came out, he saw this Tanoim coming towards him. He realized where they're coming before they even told him what the problem was. And he said to them, he gave him a Dvar Torah quickly. And he said, and when he finished a short Dvar Torah relating to this, he said, I know where you're coming. He says, you can go back. If you come to tell me that there's a problem is solved today. If you come to learn, come and sit down. Before he even saw them, he knew the problem. He told them what the problem was in Ruchnius. He says, don't worry, today will rain. And he solved the problem immediately. He didn't have to pray. All he did was learn. And we don't find any other Tanoim that they did things like this. Even Rabbi Akiva, when they praise him that he said a few words and rain came, what did he say? Avinu Malkeinu. Still had to daven. Shimon bar Yochai didn't daven. He was just present. His mere presence caused these things to happen. Or he learned. And his learning had a greater effect than davening. And Rav Shimon bar Yochai, the Gemara says that he didn't need to stop to daven. Because you might think, well, 2 days, how could he go 2 days learning without davening? The Gemara says, Kegon Rav Shimon bar Yochai v'haveira, Toratan u'manutan, they never stopped from learning, therefore they didn't have to daven. Except for Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema is d'oraisa. But Shachris, they didn't have to daven. Gemara says they didn't. If you are in his level of learning, you never have to stop. Kriya Shema he had to do. Tefillin, Memele, he had the whole day anyway. So for 2 days and 2 nights, he has a tefillin on the head. So davening didn't stop. Shema, Mistama, they stopped to say Shema, but nothing else. The Bnei Sasachar tells us that the Hilula of Rav Shimon bar Yochai is on Yud Gimel, which is Lag Ba'omer, is in Lag Ba'omer. If you come from Lag Ba'omer to Shavuos, Matan Torah, there is 17 days left, which is a gematria of Toiv. En Toiv Ela Oyer, Vayar Elokim Et Ha'or Ki Toiv. And he says, why is the 17 days on Toiv? Because from that day onwards, he died, and he told his Talmidim, he told Rabbi Abba, he was his Talmid, which is Rav, the Amoira called Rav. He told him, now write everything that I taught. You be my sofer, you write it all down. He wrote the Zohar on that day. And therefore, this Or HaGanuz, this hidden divine light that was created at the beginning of creation, then was hidden away, was Misgale on that day because he told his Talmud to write it down. And that is 17 days till Matan Torah. That is the Or that is Misgale in those 17 days.